limits. Shall we all rise to our feet on this third day of our Shiloh prayer hour? Lift up your voice, lift up your hand, and appreciate God for the privilege of seeing this day and the opportunity to wait upon the Lord. The Bible says, they that seek me early shall find me. Therefore, lift up your voice everywhere. Lift up your hand and let's appreciate God. Let's celebrate him. Day one is gone. Day two is gone. This is the third day. And on the third day, he promises to lift you up. Therefore, thank him for your change of position today. Thank him for your transfiguration today. Upon this mountain, this third day, my position is changing. My destiny is enjoying a lift. Limits are being broken. Destinies are changing position. Is somebody celebrating God? Is somebody magnifying God? Is somebody appreciating God? Lift up your voice everywhere. Lift up your hand everywhere. Bless the name of the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Bless his name this morning. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You slept and you woke because God sustained you. Therefore, get excited this morning. Lift your voice. Lift your hand. Bless his name. Glorify him. Magnify him. Celebrate him. The God of Shiloh is already here. Appreciate him and access him with your thanksgiving. Why not lift up your voice and receive the garment of praise? Receive the oil of gladness. Lift up your voice and receive grace to pray. Receive help on the prayer altar. My Father, I receive your help today. I receive your grace, the grace of supplication. I receive the spirit of grace and supplication to make the most of this prayer hour in the name of Jesus. Oh God of Shiloh, strengthen me with might in the inner man. Strengthen me with strength in the outer man. Impart me afresh with grace to seek you this morning till I find you. Is somebody talking to God? Is somebody praying? Father, let your presence fill the temple. Let your presence fill the tabernacle. Let your presence fill the surrounding. Let no one that appears before you in this Shiloh prayer hour return the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Lord, receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Indeed, God shall visit you. Give Jesus a big hand as we welcome the Shiloh Mass Choir.
Come on, somebody, give Jesus more praise. Give Jesus more praise. He's worthy.
Word and awesome God we serve. Word and awesome God we serve. Heaven and earth adore you. All the angels bow before you. What an awesome God we serve. What a faithful God we serve.
What a faithful God we serve.
We serve a faithful God, yes we do.
What a faithful God we serve.
Heaven and earth adore you.
Heaven and earth adore
you. All the angels bow before you.
Angels bow before you.
What a faithful God we serve.
What a
yes,
faithful God.
Lift up your voice and say, we say we serve a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Yeah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Have you seen his faithfulness in your life? Say, yeah. Angels bow before you.
Angels bow before.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God.
Can we sing it one more time? Say, what a mighty God we serve. Yeah, yeah.
What a mighty God.
the tabernacle, lift up the voice of worship. Say, we serve a mighty, 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 mighty God.
What a mighty
yes,
God.
He's a mighty God. Heaven and earth adore you.
Heaven and earth adore
you. Angels bow before you.
Angels bow before you. What a mighty God.
Let's give this mighty God a round of applause. Hallelujah. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Everybody say,
I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Say, I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
His mercy.
His mercies and compassion.
His
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hallelujah.
Say,
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
His mercy.
His mercy. His mercy. His compassion.
I have seen
the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah. Praise
oh Lord, oh Lord.
You have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent.
In my life.
In my life.
Oh Lord, you have been so good.
So good to me, oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day.
Oh Lord, you have
been so good.
You are so good to me.
You are so good to me.
Oh Lord,
you are excellent in my life.
I have seen the Lord.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Come on.
His mercies and compassion.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Have you seen the Lord's goodness?
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hey,
His mercies and compassion.
I have seen the Lord's goodness. Yes, I have.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Say, I have seen the Lord's goodness.
I have seen the Lord's
He's been so good to me.
His mercies and compassion.
He's been so good to you.
I have seen the Lord's goodness.
Hallelujah. We say, oh, Lord. You have been so very good to me. Everywhere I see your goodness. Everywhere I see your faithfulness. In my life. In my life. Oh Lord, you have been so faithful. You are so good to me. Hey, say it again. Oh Lord, you have been so very good. Has the Lord been good to you? To you.
Excellent in my life.
Oh Lord, you have been. Oh Lord, you have been.
You are so good to me.
Oh yes, you have.
You are excellent in my life.
So, see, I will praise you from
there. Say, everlasting to everlasting.
Somebody lift up the voice of praise. Hey, hey. We serve is so worthy. Everlasting to everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
Everlasting to everlasting.
You just need to praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Oh.
He's worthy of praise. So everlasting.
Everlasting.
Somebody lift up the voice of praise. Everlasting to everlasting.
From everlasting to everlasting.
I have no other choice but to praise the Lord. Everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you. I will praise you. I will praise you.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven one more time and give God thanks for another day? In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. That songwriter said, every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord. For seeing another bright day, can I hear you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's a day the Lord has made. So your joy shall be full today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. We serve our question answering God. Asking questions about the way out, the way forward, the way upward frees you from struggles and trials by error. I pray that every question of your heart shall find answers on this mountain. Shiloh 29 has been declared a mountain of answers. Answered prayers, answers to your questions. Call upon me and I will answer. And I will show you. God does not only answer us, he shows us the way to go. In the name of Jesus, no one's prayer will be void of answers here. And no one's questions will be void of answers. In the name of Jesus. A revelation of the way in any area of concern will put us in command in that area. This is where to go, and you are going there, then all the forces that say that's the way to go backs you up. No one here will miss his step in life anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the example of Moses. Moses prayed for God to show him the way. Exodus 33, 11 to 13. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou said that unto me, bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Verse 13. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I find grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Look at this multitude. Which way do we go? Consider this nation is thy people. And God answered him. The way to your realm of no limits shall be delivered on demand on this mountain. Thank you for where you have brought me, but you brought me to mountain, me to Shiloh 2019, to launch me into my realm of no limits. My struggle-free realm in life. My next levels of glory. Show me the way you have ordained for me to get in there. There shall be outbreak of visions and revelations. Because most of us have gone around the mountains resisting us for too long. He said, you have gone around this mountain too long. Turn ye not what? You don't ask. You can't have answers. You don't seek, you can't find. Lord, there must be a way ordained for me into my next realm of no limit. Show it to me on this mountain. We are required to follow the example of those who obtained the promise. If they ask and God answers, if I ask, He will also answer. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. If they got answers to their questions, and I ask from a true heart, I will also get answers to my questions. Stand in the way and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? We are in our Father's straw and walking in. And you'll find rest for your souls. You'll find rest for your soul. I said to Jesus when I was brought here, January 97, Jesus, what are you saying? He said, this is the place. After he gave us the license for Covenant University, I said, Jesus, if this is not your university, tell me now and I will tear this paper. It didn't take 3 hours. It didn't take 1 hour. He said, it is I. How many are ready for answers this morning? The day Moses prayed was the day he had. The day David prayed was the day he had. Shall I go up? Will you deliver the feeling to my hand? He said, go up. Then they gathered again. He said, shall I go? He said, no, don't go now. We are going to hear the movement of the wind on the mulberry trees. And after that, bestir yourself. And then you will discomfit them. We saw a question. Answering God. Now, why is nothing happening on that mission field? We have labored there for 6 years. He said, I am not there. What? So you can labor for 20 years where God is not. And don't get nothing out of it. On the spot I ordered, shut down. God just told me it's not there. How did he tell me? I asked him. Why is this church not growing? On the third day, bam. 1, 2, 3, 4. See that darkness on the roof of the church. Confront it. Overcome it. The destiny of the church will open up. Now that's asking questions with an eagerness for an answer. Today, whatever question you may have in your heart, we find raw answer from God. That is without prejudice to your supplication for divine intervention. You know, he made his ways known to Moses and his asked to the children of Israel. The acts of God are for children. The ways of God are for adults. I am too sure I'm in the center of the center of the center of the will of God. No guesswork. No guesswork. No guesswork. No guesswork. Today must mark the end of all guessworks in your life. And when you locate the way, then it goes before you. Amen. Whose right hand I'm holding, I will go before him. I will make the crooked path straight. It goes with you. Lord, I'm with you always because I'm the one sending you. He walks with you, the Lord walking with them, confirming the word we say and following. You locate his way, you enjoy all those facilities, all those spiritual infrastructures. They are built around you. And so we are not pushing. We are just simply triumphing. How many want to talk to Jesus this morning? Please stand to your feet. You have the next 30 minutes. But meanwhile, stand to your feet, lift up your two hands and give him thanks. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, into his courts with grace, with praise. Thank you, Jesus. You can even sing your song into his presence. Hallow his name. We serve a prayer answering God, and it's also a question answering God. Now you can go ahead, take any position you want, and make specific demand from the Most High God. Specific demand. We have come to the mountain of answers to prayers. You are here on the mountain of answers to your questions. Now go before the Lord. You can kneel, you can sit, but ensure you are taking full-scale spiritual responsibility to demand for divine intervention in any area of interest to you. It's between you and God, and Jacob was left alone. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled with him a man until the breaking of the day. Let me go, let me go. I won't let you go until you bless me. Press by faith for answers to your prayers. Press by faith for answers to your questions. Thank you, Lord. Pray with confidence in God. Be sure you are praying according to his will. Everybody pray. It's your Shiloh prayer hour. Call upon me, I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Show me the way, Lord. Show me the way to the new phase of my life. Show me the way to the new phase of my business and career. Pray. It's your hour of opportunity for a dramatic change of story. Pray. 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 I won't let you go until you bless me. I'm here not to pray for prayer's sake. I'm here to pray for answer's sake. I'm not here to ask questions for asking's sake. I'm asking questions for answer's sake. Jesus, you have invited me to come and I've come. Show me now thy way, that will put me in command of your heart. Show me now thy way. Show me now thy way, that will put me in command of your heart. Show me now thy way, that will put me in command of your heart. Show me now thy way, that will put me in command of your heart. Somebody's praying with all intent and purpose. Maintain a strong focus on your God. They looked unto him and they were lightened, and their faces were no more ashamed. Show me now thy way. Somebody's praying. The God of Shiloh is here. It's your turn. For a dramatic turnaround. No one ever outgrows divine direction. We'll need it for life. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Your Shiloh miracle children are arriving now. God is releasing your Shiloh miracle marriage. Your long-awaited breakthrough in your pursuit in life has been delivered now. God is giving you a change of name in this Shiloh prayer hour. He said to Jacob, what is thy name? Thy name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel. God is giving you a new name. God is giving you a new name. Don't give room to broken focus. Lift up your eyes to the holy hill. Your help is coming. Your help is dropping. Your help is being released. It's your turn at last. Don't let him go. He's here for you.
Thank you.
10 more minutes to go. 10 more minutes to go. Press your way to the realm of answers. Press your way to the realm of answers. Your answers are coming down. Answers to your prayers. Answers to your questions. Everybody stand to your feet. Begin to give glory to God. This is the confidence that we have that when we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us whatever we ask, then we know we have received answers to our prayer. Lift up your two hands in faith. Begin to give God thanks for answered prayer. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplications with thanksgiving, you make your request known unto God. Everybody give Him thanks. Give Him thanks, a requirement for answered prayer. Give Him thanks, a requirement for taking delivery of your answers. Give Him thanks and glory. Give Him praise and honor. Every item of prayers you have presented, they are declared answers. You serve a prayer answering God. You serve a question asking God. Every prayer you have prayed is declared answered. For every question you may have asked from the Father, the all-knowing God, the great shepherd of the sheep, every question anyone may have asked this morning, the answer is racing in your direction. God shall confirm His word that Shiloh is a mountain of answers. Every item of prayer you have uttered before the Lord, the answer has been delivered. And so shall it be. Now, sit down one moment and let me tell you what the Lord has just spoken to me. Amen. Your days of leanness are over. He has brought you into His banquet hall and set before you a feast of fat things. A feast of fat things full of marrow. Of wine on the lees well refined. Number two, everything covering your destiny has been taken away. Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 9. And I will break the face of covering that is cast over all the people. And the face of covering that is cast over all nations. So everything blindfolding your access to your next levels in God's agenda is finally broken. And it will swallow up death in victory. It will wipe away tears from all four faces. So your tears are turned into cheers. It's turned your captivity around and your mouth is filled with laughter. Your tears are finally over. Your tears are finally over. Weeping behind closed doors is finally over. All your private tears are turned into public testimony. All your private tears are turned into public testimony. said, and the reproach of his people shall he take away from the face of all the earth. No more shame. No more shame. For your shame, you shall have double. For your shame, you shall have double. For your shame, you shall have double. That is what the Lord said I should say to you. Your days of leanness, they are over. Your days of shame and reproach, they are over. Your days of weeping behind closed doors, they are over. No more tears. It's a brand new day for you. No more tears. It's a brand new day for you. He said, I should also tell you, you have a destiny of no limits with me. That you have a destiny of no limits with me. Because the path of the justified is as a shining light that shines more and more and more until the perfect day, the day Jesus arrives. So you have a destiny of no limits with God. I should tell you that you have a destiny of no limits with me.
Amen.
The works that I do, shall ye do also? And greater works than I do, shall ye do.
Amen.
He said, I should tell you, you have a destiny of no limits with me. He said, just keep following me, and you will discover there is no limit to where I will be leading you.
Amen.
For the tasted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the rock to bring waters out for them, no limit. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Isaiah 48, verse 21. Well, what a word of refreshing for you. You are not ending where you are.
Amen.
It's a stepping stone to your next level.
Amen.
And after that next level, another next level.
Amen.
After that next level, another next level.
Amen.
You have a destiny of no limits with me. Rise to your feet, everybody. Amen. Shall we praise him together, everybody? Choir, let's sing the 2 minutes that are remaining and celebrate God. If you believe God has spoken to you now and your prayer is answered, show it in the way you throw yourself around in celebrating God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You are good and your mercy endures forever. Come on now.
Prayer answering God, you are what? You are good and your mercy is forever.
Hallelujah.
Somebody celebrate. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good, your message. promises forever.
Hallelujah. Will you ask a few people to congratulate you right now because your answers are here? Congratulate me, congratulate me, congratulate me. You have been congratulating others before. Ask them to congratulate you right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. What a joy. What a joy. What a joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You will surely share your testimony today. In Jesus' name. Amen. God is not done with us yet. 7 a.m. We'll be back here for the hour of visitation. And God will truly visit you and I. Amen. Joyfully, let's share the goodness of the Lord. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2019. I'm breaking limits. Congratulate your neighbors as you go. Hallelujah.